in my voice.
Blood strong
and good and not. Amen. Praise the Lord that nobody had to call you this morning and tell you that I hate to tell you, but Mother went on to be with the Lord this morning. But Mother got up this morning, amen, to be with the Lord and the people of God on the station. Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank God for our First Lady. Amen. I certainly do honor the fragrance on the line, none other than Ambassador Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. God bless you this morning. So, amen. Good morning. Good morning, all of you. First group of Praise the Lord prayer warriors and doctors out there. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you all off of mute? Amen. I cannot hear anybody but our chief. Amen. You need to come off of mute. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm the oldest on the line. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe I am. I believe that I'm still am. Amen. And I've been a, amen. Praise the Lord. Can you all give a amen, the Lord, a good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord. And now your own good morning to our chief, and make it personal. He's your chief. Amen. Good morning to the chief. Amen. To our chief.
God bless you.
All right.
Good morning, chief.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me get some names out there. I want you all to do this a little personal this morning. Amen. You may not recognize everybody's voice right now, but just coming in and say who you are, who you're praying for and everything. And then that lets us know who we're working with this morning. All right. Just start out. I am. Amen. Mother to the nation. And I'm amen. Here in my own beautiful home, North Chicago, Illinois, good morning to my chief and First Lady Ambassador Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Can you all follow that platform or whatever way you do it? Just bring your name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go right ahead. Do you all understand the instructions that I just gave you? Amen. I don't want to go, I want to have a good spirit this morning. Amen. So I don't want to put nobody down and ask, are you in kindergarten, first grade, or what have you. I believe everybody on this line is out of first through the 12th grade. Amen. This is not the youth prayer line. This is the adult, amen, prayer ambassador's doctorate prayer line. Amen. Go right ahead, Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson. I hear your name.
Yes, it's Ambassador Deborah Johnson in Texas, praying for Grenada. All the countries I'm praying for. But anyway, I'm here on the line this morning.
Amen. I just want to let everybody know where you're coming from, where you're from. Amen. You're not in Grenada. I say it that way, but I just want to know where we are so everybody will know, since we're the largest prayer line on the planet. Just let them know we everywhere, because nobody lives next door to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't have one prayer ambassador next door to me. If you just tell it right quickly, amen. I don't want to take up a lot of time, but it's just good to hear, amen, where we are. We're everywhere. Amen. And I know you're from Texas. I forgot what part of Texas. Can you tell us, Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson?
From West Texas.
West Texas.
Did you say
that's West?
Yes, ma'am, from San Angelo, Texas.
Amen. Texas. I wouldn't know. All I know, if I got to Texas, I went to Texas. But you say West Texas, so that means that's a good little jump from Texas, right?
In the western area, but the city is San Angelo, Texas.
Okay, now that's a little bit better. Amen. I've never been to Texas. Amen. So I'm learning. Amen. I've been there several times in the spirit, but I haven't been there in the natural. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Someone else come on the line. That's what we want to hear, your name and what state you're living in. Amen. Come right in.
Good morning, Dr. Tyson Steele from Statesville, Georgia.
What part of Georgia are you from?
Statesville.
What is that close to Atlanta?
3 hours away, ma'am.
All right, then that's good. I you know, little places you never heard of, amen, but I know they're there because I came from a small part of Florida. Amen. God bless you this morning. Next prayer ambassador, you're next. Where are you from? All right. Nobody wants to tell us where you go ahead.
Good morning. This is prayer ambassador Dr. Teresa Steele from Trenton, New Jersey.
Well, praise the Lord, from Trenton. I'm a little familiar with that. God bless you on this morning. Amen. Anyone else on the line, share to tell that you're on the line and where you are residing.
Yeah, this is Dr. Freddie Mae Cullen from Kansas City, Kansas.
Kansas City, Kansas. Praise the Lord, Ambassador Dr. Cullen. Amen. Anyone else on the line? Someone came
Dr.
in at the same
time.
Dr. Lucia Angelo, where do you reside?
From Kansas City, Kansas. God bless you.
Kansas City, Kansas. God bless you on this morning. Amen. Anyone else want to tell who you are and where you're from? Amen. I know you're back there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray to God that none of our prayer ambassadors is running from the law. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you can't tell where you are, come on in.
Back to Gildersleeve from Chicago, Illinois, South Side.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I, you know, when you hear Chicago, that's closer to me. Amen. But I'm not on the South Side. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, if you come to Chicago, the South Side and the West Side always fruit together. Amen. Praise the Lord. Which one is the best side? Amen. And which one is the worst side? Just amen. But it's all Chicago. Amen. But you got to know which side you're going on. Am I right, Ambassador Dr. Gillespie? You just
amen.
Can't go into Chicago. You got to know exactly where you're going.
Amen.
You'll wind up in Iowa, Indiana, amen, Wisconsin, amen. Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty, amen, learned that out when they came to they came to the area, but they wanted to visit me, and they found out North Chicago is not really in Chicago. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm in Illinois, but I'm closer to the borderline of Wisconsin. It only takes me 10 minutes to leave out of my house and drive right straight down Green Bay Road. Green Bay Road is considered one of the main streets. Amen. Like you used to hear the Mason-Dixon line. Amen. Main streets, and you hear Green Bay Road, you could go anywhere from Green Bay Road. You just got to know which way you're going. God bless you all so much for that.
Amen.
Good morning to you all again. Let's give the Lord some praises right now. Let's begin to go into the spirit realm and tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. Come on, let's praise the Lord a little. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you, O God, again and again for this day. Oh, God, thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you had us on the itinerary, Lord, to be here on this day, September. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise you for just being God all by yourself. Hallelujah. The 21st day of September, Lord. And we bless your name this morning. And now, God, we ask that you come in and bless us, oh, God. Any way you bless us, Lord, we'll be pleased. We'll be satisfied. In the name of Jesus, look on our, oh, God, chief ambassador, our leader today, and his wife, his companion, Lord, touch them up. Oh, God, right where they are, whatever their hearts desire. Oh, God, we pray that you bless them today. Oh, give them the desires of their hearts because they delight themselves in you, oh, God. Bless every prayer warrior, every doctor on this line over the Easter way, those that cannot get in, but yet it's still God, they're tuned in to hear what God said the Lord this morning. Feed them this morning, God, but most of all, we are grateful. Oh, yes, we are for another day's journey. In the name of Jesus, and God, we'll give you the glory, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
First of all, I want to thank God again for our chief ambassador. We didn't get a chance to exhort him on yesterday about the word, but chief ambassador, that was an awesome word on yesterday that you fed us with. Amen. And just know, amen, that your labor of love and your time spending with us, it means something. I believe it's going to be a part of our resume in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe God has a bio, amen, for us in heaven that we won't be able to write it down. It'll just be the things that he knows, what we have heard and what we have done on the face of the earth. And God bless you all again for that this morning. We don't want to take up a lot of time. Amen. But I just truly thank God this morning for bringing, waking me up this morning and allowing my body, amen. And my body was racked with pain on yesterday. I used to entail all this stuff because sometimes people think that leaders, amen, don't have aches and pains, that they run off like a mechanic robot, amen. And I just want to let you know, no, we don't. I believe leaders probably have more pain than the vessels because we push out so much and do so much. Amen. I had a busy weekend. I'm always busy in the vineyard. I'm not complaining about it, but I try to accommodate anyone that wants me to be on their platform. I'm grateful for that. I was in Racine, Wisconsin on this past Sunday. I wasn't even in my house, but I took my ministry with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I had a wonderful time in Racine. I don't know, amen, about you all that ministers a lot. I know chief can identify with me. Look like now the more I'm used, amen. I don't want to say that I suffer for it, amen, because God does not punish us, but I do have some aches and pains that flares up on me, amen. I'm tremendously thinking about maybe I really should go to the doctor this morning to see, amen, what is going on. My left hip, it gives me a lot of problems, and it could be, I don't want to say age, but weathering through the storm. I live in a climate, amen, during the winter time, in and out all the time, amen, praise the Lord. And I did have a fall years ago on that side, and I do believe it flares up. Many people don't even know the things that we go through. This is a praise report because I don't complain. Amen. I just tell it to the Lord. I rub it down and everything. A lot of times I can't even sleep because it starts aching when I get ready. When I'm in the spirit, I don't feel nothing but the spirit. But when I come down, amen, whatever this little fragile body got in there working on and everything, that's nothing but the spirit of the enemy, and I do recognize that. Amen, praise the Lord, that I need my rest. I need my sleep. And somebody say amen to that. Now, if you're not doing nothing and you sleep all day and you're around all day long and you're bored with yourself, amen. I cannot give you some of my labor because the Lord has it cut out for me. Amen. But I do tell my people that it's up under my banner. Amen. I can give you something to do, but I don't know if that's what God wants you to do. Amen. And you can't, everybody can't do what another person whose assignment that it is. And I tell everybody, amen, when you have the assignment and the officer of a leader, amen, especially the cloth carrying the word of God, there's never a dull moment. Now, it's not with me. I don't know about nobody else, but not with me. Amen. I'm constantly, amen, it may not be pulpit all the time, but I'm constantly encouraging, constantly building up someone, their most holy faith. We're disciples and we're ambassadors, and you don't have to wait for nobody to call you. I have a spirit somewhat like chief ambassador, and I think that goes along with the makeup of a leader. Amen. I could see someone, and I don't have a problem with talking. God gave me a used to, but not when he put me into where my anointing was. And sometimes people, most of the time, they gravitate to the people that they know that can give them an encouraging word and don't put them down. Amen. And don't tell you shoulda, woulda, coulda. Amen. No, somebody just need a word of encouragement, a prayer that will cause them to look up and hope again. It's so amazing that leaders can see that in the spirit. Amen. But it's so amazing that the ones that are around you, they don't have no what you go through. Amen. You may get that prayer on Sunday or whatever. Amen. And they say they're praying for you. But it's one thing for saying it, but another thing when you hear it go in your spirit. Amen. And I want to ask today, before we go any further, are there any prayer requests? The first thing that Chief Ambassador, at first the Lord, then Chief Ambassador called me to this platform. Amen. He knew me through prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I don't try to bring, what I do in my ministry on his platform. And I want to bring on his ministry what was designed for me, that God handpicked it just for me. And if anyone on this line that have a prayer request this morning, we certainly want to abide. Amen, about the prayers. Amen. If there was a guideline to what we were supposed to do, amen, praise the Lord. You know, if you worked and then you still work, amen, you're not all over there in somebody else's area. You have your own work to do. And at the end of the day, of the end of whatever time that you're supposed to be done, they're looking at you. So you could complete your job. Amen. I worked in the corporate world. Amen. And I was a hard worker. Amen. I didn't slope off. I very seldom called in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Very seldom called in. Same way on my assignment for the Lord. I don't call in. I don't know if my people ever heard me call in and say, I'm sick and I can't make it today. And don't think that when Sundays come that's exempt. Some Sundays I really don't feel like it. I'm not saying I don't want to do it, but some Sundays I'm just as tired, probably more tired than my sheep. Amen, because I'm out in the vineyard all week long. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm just sharing with you. And my assignment is to pray and to encourage you on my Tuesdays. Amen. So if it's such a one, amen, I'm going to be all right because the Lord got me. Sometimes I think that, I don't want to say think, but sometimes I feel in the spirit, if you are a leader, Amen. As I continue to read and learn more about the Apostle Paul, that was one of the greatest apostles among the 12, when really the 11. Amen. That Apostle Paul had more assignments than the other apostles, and his attacks were great. And even in the word that we remember so very well, that he had asked the Lord to remove that thorn of the flesh. And I'm sure that there were some other things that he said to the Lord, but the Lord didn't redeem it to record it, but he let us have a way of fantasizing what he might have said. Lord, especially, he said, that thorn came in him to buffet him. Amen. Always there to make him feel bad, upset him and everything, but yet and still he had to be on the Damascus road for the Lord. See, colds and flus, amen, praise the Lord. You can even, I remember my leg, I had had a problem. It wasn't broke, but I had fractured the foot that's on the left side. Amen. But they put a boot on my foot, and I sat in the pulpit with my foot up on a hassock. Amen. And they put the microphone in my hand. Amen. And I moved the podium so they could see me, and I ministered the word of God. It don't stop because you, amen. And I do believe, amen. I'm just saying, I'm fantasizing and reading the word of God, that some, every now and then God has to allow infirmities to come upon us just like the people. You know, you can't be a minister and you don't go through some of the things. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I believe we go through them a little bit greater. Amen. Because we realize that this is only a test. And I do believe that sometimes the Lord allows that old pain to come on me and say, you just like, and he doesn't do that like the enemy and say, I got you. He does that in the spirit realm to let me know that Paul is something. I'm ministering even now without a subject, that Paul said that, Lord, if you remove this from me, and the Lord told him, you know, my grace is sufficient for thee. And God knows that he's saying the same thing to me, you, and to you out there. If Chief Ambassador told us all the many things that was bothering him, it will make your spirit low, because you would not be able to handle that, because you're not in a position as being a leader. And when I put that, it's so many titles up under that. You can't make the sheep weak. Amen. You have to let them see your strength when nobody else is going. You still got to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. You still got to get up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Most of the time, my people don't even know that they don't even know that I'm sick. Amen. When I get before them or whatever way we do, because I have a line as well. Amen. All they hear is the joy bells down in my heart. Number one, I'm not a baby, so I don't really, I don't think they really can help me. They probably would make it worse, because I need strong people around me. I don't need people. My mother's hand is not on me now to say, baby, you can make it. The hand of God is on me. And so I know this is all a part of ministry. Amen. And the stronger you get and the longer you last, listen, people of God, all of you that are coming up, some of you are very strong, and some of you don't even know where you are, but you know you're in the body of Christ. Amen. You don't know where you sit, but you sit. Amen. And I'm just sharing this with any ear that is listening on this morning. The word of God, be of good cheer. You will overcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I did do a lot this past week and this weekend in the body of Christ. Amen. I'm not saying I'm paying for it, but all of this is a part of the makeup. Amen. For standing in the word of God. I got so many that started out with me. Amen. You know that song, they started out with me. but they all gone. Amen. Praise the Lord. My children always say, there is nobody that really stand with you. I say, I'm standing on Christ. Amen. I'm standing. Amen. I know how it is. If I was playing football, I'm the tackle. Amen. I know if I was playing softball, amen, I got the ball and I'm running and making a home run. I know how it is if I was playing golf, amen. The prayers that God give me, they going to stretch way out in the field. Amen. I need a caddy to go get the ball. Amen. I know how it is to play basketball. I used to play basketball coming up. And I was a guard, and I'm still a guard. Amen. I'm guarding the wolf against the people of God, against the vessels, because you always got weak vessels in the body. They may be praying. They may be strong when you're praying, but if they got to do it by themselves, how many times I've had them to call me and say, I can't do it, I can't do it. And I tell them, yes, you can, you know, and everything. You're going to always have that. I don't know no sports on the face of the earth that we as leaders have not had to take the upper seat with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It does not matter. Amen. You know, I live in the area where the Chicago Bulls. On Sundays when the games are, the people can't hardly wait to get out of church so they could see what the Bears are doing. And I always use those analogies, Chief. Amen. And I'm ministering to you this morning. I use all those analogies. Amen. That we're out there on front line and the people don't see it. But we know it. Amen. How many times I've gotten dirty. When you play football, you get dirty. The uniform got to go to the cleaners. Amen. And I have to go to the cleaners, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you can't get the big head when you win a game, because you got to be a winner for all of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I know how it feels to be out there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know how it feels when it rains and it may not be no cloud in the sky, but I know how it feels to be drenched. Oh, my God, with sweat and perspiration when you've given out all your virtue. Nobody sees that but the one that's in the house with you, you know, and everything. I often wonder which one of my daughters is going to pick up the mantle. They both can minister. They're both very good. My grandson is an ordained pastor. Amen. But I already know that he's got some growing to do. He's young in it. And he often calls me and asks me, how did you all do it? Say, we did nothing. And I'm not through yet. Your granddaddy's labor is gone, but mine is still here. Amen. He is a doctor in, amen. I read on that, Chief Ambassador. Yes, your works do follow you. And a lot of things we didn't get on the face of the earth, but God crowned us with it in glory. Amen. Yeah, he became a bishop, and he was on his way to glory. Uh-huh. Y'all don't hear me that today. And he never heard us call him bishop. He heard us call him bishop-elect. You have to do that for about 3 months or so. But he never heard the name bishop. He heard it in glory. So I'm here to encourage you all. I'm a seasoned mother. So there is no title for me. Amen. It's just what God put in my spirit to do. Amen. When I'm on the platform, that's what I do. And I used to have a problem with that, but I got too many around me saying, Mother, you got the word of wisdom for us today. I was at a young minister's church on Sunday, and I wasn't even on the platform. This was my first time meeting him. But the woman of God who called me there, she knows me. And when he knew I was there, looked like his whole countenance changed, because he saw that I was a seasoned woman. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't get intimidated by nobody. I'm around a lot of seasoned bishops, and they've been in the bishop a long time. I'm around a lot of men. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I can't get intimidated by what they say or what they do. God has given every last one of us our own calling. That's why he say, make sure of your calling and your election. Don't try to do it because somebody else do it, that God called you to do it. And one thing I found out, and I'm ministering right now, every last one of us is called to pray. People say that, oh, that's your gift. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm like saying, and according to what I read, he called all of us to pray. Amen. Now, maybe I'm pushing it on someone a little gift. But everybody is called to pray. But if you look at the 12 fruits, the fruit in the spirit of Galatians, amen, everybody has all those gifts. I believe a leader does as they press in, amen. But he say, covet earnest the best gift. Amen. Praise the Lord. We all are called to pray, and you don't really know if you can pray, if you don't exercise it. Amen. I'm not telling you I've never been afraid. Amen. There have been great fear that come on me when everybody was telling me that I'm a prayer warrior and everything. I don't have no speech. I don't write up no prayer. I was called way back. I used to be the class chaplain. I've been out of school 50-some-odd years. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I didn't have no book. I didn't have nothing. But Jesus, amen. And I was young then. I didn't really believe. I didn't say that I didn't believe, but I didn't really feel all of that until I grew into it. Amen. I did a lot out of trembling fear. Amen. But God was with me all the way, and the same with you. And I've always heard my old leader say, if you don't have a little anxiety or fear in you, you're almost on your own. Any place that you go, you're more comfortable at home. I'm going to tell you that right now. My people are, Bishop, how do you get a message in 15 minutes? Because when you're skilled, you know what you know how God works. But if he calls to go to another place that is a big platform, and I'm not used to ministering in that platform, every house is different. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you got to really like sit in there a little while to feel the spirit. Amen. You got to feel, oh, help me, Lord. This is good teaching this morning. You got to feel which way the enemy is coming. That's how you play tennis. You got to know where the weak side is. Amen. Praise the Lord. My husband taught us in the ministry. When you in ministry, amen, and when they're playing tennis, they allow you to warm up with your opponent about 15 minutes before the game. That's with anything. If you play any ball, any kind of sports, you don't just go out there on the field. You got to warm up. You got to exercise. I exercise every day, you all. And before I get in my class, I walk. I got to get the muscles started, because if you go in there cold, you're going to come out on a stretcher. You got to get it warm. So when somebody I'm nursing to right now, that God is every last one of you, I believe you're set up for ministry. And you don't go in there waking up, washing your face. You got to get before God before you get where you're going. So in playing tennis, he taught us, amen, they got 15 minutes to be in the room by themselves. And you get to learn the opponent, amen. And if you wise what they're doing in the spirit realm, it's just allowing you to see where their weak spot is. You play, you know what side is the weak spot. And a good player like Serena and those, they're familiar. They've been out there. But every now and then, they're going to get somebody that's younger than them. And young people can slide a little bit better than you. But seasoned people know how to. They know how to ride through the storm. They know how to handle every curve ball that come their way. Amen. And so when they get into the game of sports and they get to the real deal, now they're playing. Amen. And when they're trying to win, amen, praise the Lord, they know the weak side of their opponent because they done had a chance to deal with them. Oh, let me tell you this morning, we as ambassadors, prayer ambassadors, doctors, and men and women of God, amen, when you get in the hot ring, when look like all chaos, can I use this word that your grandmother would say, look like all hell is against you, but you are familiar with the enemy's devices. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you know it's nothing but the enemy, that's when you could pull out, amen, your best scriptures. We've been taught the blood. If you can't remember not one scripture, you know the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that the enemy will flee, and even at the name of Jesus. I still believe that first fruit. I still believe that the enemy bowed, the enemy run at the name of Jesus. And so you know where the enemy's weakness is. He can't stand the blood. Every time we came on the line and turbulence came on the line, that's all a part of the makeup. Do you really think that the enemy wants us to go a whole hour without any turbulence? Amen. When you get in that turbulence, amen, I don't know how many of you have flown. I have. I've flown as far as Africa. That's a long ways. Amen. And I've been in, and the only way I go home is to fly. Amen. I'm a little, I can't take them long rides. Now, if I have to, I'll do it. But, amen, praise the Lord. And I've been in airplanes. And when that turbulence comes, I used to be fearful. Amen, praise the Lord, because people put fear in you. Oh, I can't ride no plane. Oh, what if it falls? You can't listen to that. If you want to go anywhere now, amen, praise the Lord, you got to take the high ride. Amen, praise the Lord. And so when that turbulence come, I never forget we were on our way to Paris, and we was with the late Apostle R.D. Hinton. I traveled with him. And when we got up in that air, way up in there, amen, praise the Lord, it was some turbulence as we were coming back, amen. And the people started screaming and hollering, and amen, praise the Lord. See, people's actions can make you even fearful. And these are preachers and apostles and evangelists, fivefold ministry. And here I am, just a little weasel among them, both, and they holler. Oh, we got, I was Pastor Patricia then. Oh, we got Pastor Patricia up here. We ain't gonna fall. I'm like saying, you better depend on your strength. But I had, amen, I had to pull up from there. Amen, praise the Lord, and say no weapon, amen, formed against us. Lord, we went for your name, in your name, and we coming back in your name with a good praise report. Somebody on the line, God, you're not going to just be on this line all the time. Some of you got assignments right now that God has written in heaven that yet haven't been manifested. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you're going to have to know how to weather through the storm. Amen. There is no temptation that is taken up, that we have come upon that God is not able for us to escape. And every temptation is not a sin for us. Some of the temptations, you may not even want to do it. Amen. You think you big until they call you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. You got to know your opponent. You got to know, amen, praise the Lord, which way you're going with this, because every time you get up to minister, you may not be satisfied with what you thought you put out. God was satisfied, but you feel like I could have done better. I know Chief has been there before. Amen. But it's on your right side and your left side. It's on your north, south, east, and west. I like to come in and sit in a little. Amen. So I can discern what's around me. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. Amen. I like to discern, amen, yes, in the spirit. They don't even know that I'm discerning. But I already know when I get up, especially when I'm a woman, they're still, they don't greet us like the Lord say in the Bible. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. They don't greet us. Everywhere I go, the leader called me in, but there are still some people that don't think that a woman's supposed to do it. Amen. You got to blot all of that out of your mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't let them, those naysayers, stop you. And usually, and most of the time, and all the time, when there is chaos, when there is somebody that don't want to receive me, let me tell you, that's my best time I preach. Amen. Because I know I'm coming up against a wall. Amen. That's my best. That's my best. Amen. Praise the Lord, because I'm rolling up my dukes. Amen. You don't tell me that I done fasted this week. I done set myself aside for God. Amen. I've kept my voice. They taught us when you minister, you got to, we'll call the men and women of the cloth. You got to keep your throat together. I didn't talk yesterday, hardly to nobody, because I know today was my ministry day. I just finished ministering over the weekend, so you got to have sense enough to know to rest your voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to know. Amen. Don't think every, whoa, the Bible says, whoa, if everybody like you, something wrong there. Because you can get comfortable in Zion. Don't get ease in Zion. Amen. Don't think that you have arrived. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because there are some places that I still yet haven't gone that God is opening up the doors for me, Chief Ambassador, and a lot of you. Amen. That's got to go in them doors no matter what. Before we die, there are some doors that the Lord has already opened, but he's still, amen, allowing us to get stronger. You're familiar with your own. Let me tell you, my own ministry, amen. I could preach to them. I don't say I could say what I want to say, but I could say it because they're the ones that God. It's like your own biological children. You can say what you want to say because they are your children. Amen. And when you minister to your own people, amen, you're not just only ministering. You're training. You're teaching. You're doing everything. Amen. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with your. But when you go into another house, amen, praise the Lord. Sometimes the people didn't know how scared I was, but I had to stand anyway. And once I stand, oh, God, help me this morning. Once I stand and I'm at where I'm supposed to be in the podium, all the flesh is gone, and it ain't nobody but God. Amen. Pray all that stuff is gone. Amen. I used to feel that stuff. Yeah, I do feel it because they say don't never get comfortable like you think you doing it. I don't ever feel like I'm doing it. I know it's got to be God. But there is a scripture that say after you've gone through all of that, amen, experience, amen. You can't put a novice up before someone they first time and say, well, they learning. No, learn on the flow. And then when you get up to vote people, you think all them addresses that the president bring out, they don't write them. They got somebody else to write them, and they rehearse them. Y'all don't hear me today. I know all of this. Amen. They don't write those speeches. They have experts that write every address that they make. They got people that make their suits. They make their clothes. They got people back there to dress them. Amen. Praise the Lord. They do everything. They don't even know what they're going to wear before the people. It's got to be something in the American colors, red, white, or blue. And most of the time, they wear blue. Amen. They're dressing. You think that they received Kamala, amen, our vice president? I'm ministering today. One reason why Hillary Clinton didn't get the president's office is because they didn't want a woman president. They still put us down. Amen. They didn't want a woman. I believe she won. Amen. She knew a lot about the White House. She lived in there two consecutive years. She had experience. Amen. People that got experience. Amen. Praise the Lord. They gonna put, you need experience when you get in a big spot. Amen. A novice is not going in there. You still yet got to learn. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm gonna tell some of you this, and I mean it out of love because I know it even on the line. I know that y'all think that I'm Chief Ambassador's pet. I'm not his pet. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he know my work. Y'all hear me on today. He know my work. And let me tell you something about a leader. Amen. If they got a good vessel in their ministry, amen, and they're with them all the way and they do for them what nobody else do, I got a couple of a husband and a wife team. And no matter where I want to go, they're going to take me. Amen. I ain't got to worry about it. Amen. They're going to be there for me. Amen. They're not my pets, but they are my choice because they know my spirit. Amen. One day I'll tell you, we were taught there are five faces of a leader, of a pastor. Amen. Five faces. And you don't want to mess with that face when they get mad. Amen. Nobody see that but the armor bearers, the wife or the husband. Amen. Well, you didn't bring my group and everything not in there. You know what I like. You got to have people to work with you that know your spirit. You can't have crybabies with you. You got to have strong people with you. Amen. I had another message, Chief, but I feel like this will bless you because you have to be fed, too, and I know you can identify that. Amen. You can have people because sometimes a pastor will get angry. Amen. It don't mean you said it. They be angry and said not. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right. You got to have strong backbones. You can't have people that'll tell your business when you in your pastor study and they sitting there and you might have to deal with something that it may not be pleasant for the moment. Amen. For the moment is what the Bible says. But they can't run out and go tell everybody what the pastor said in their pastor study. Y'all don't hear me today. Or what they said in the car on the way to where they were going or when they coming back. It's something about a leader. And I'm not just of you all listening about a leader. After they have finished their assignment, and if they're not, amen, if they had to travel, amen, it may not require you to take a plane. For me to Racine, Wisconsin, is not a plane drive. It's only about 30 minutes, amen, if it's back home. Amen. But it's something about when you finish and when you're around the people that you're familiar with, it's nothing like a good laugh. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. It's not. You feel so refreshed. That load is, do you not know trying to minister is a load on you all the time? Amen. It's a load. Mm-hmm. You can't just give the people what you want to give them. You got to give them what God say to give them. And when you give it to them, amen, you're the first partaker of it anyway. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you, when you finish, it's like a, let's say, every burden is not a burden where it was grievous to you, because the weight, you know, when Jesus went to the cross, he said the weight of the government was on his shoulder. The weight of us was on Christ's shoulder. And he really didn't get the release until when he finished his assignment. He had to die for us. Y'all don't hear me today. That was a lot. He carried the sins of the world. That's why he said he remembers them no more. Do you think Jesus would remember all that sin from every last one of us? He wouldn't be able to do any spiritual work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you not know, people of God, some of you I've heard have had to take tests to get a job, to finish school, or what have you. Some of you may be facing something right now that your day is. You know, sometimes you got certain issues in your day, amen, and you sort of like hate to see that day come, but be glad when it's over with because of the cares of the world, amen, praise the Lord. But that's why we're here this morning, and I have ministered to you from my spirit. I'm not like the norm, amen, and I believe that's why God called me to the platform, because he know that I can minister all over the four corners, all over the Bible, and somebody got something. It ain't no title today. It's just ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. That will help somebody. The first fruit is not the only one listening. It's a lot of people listening. I know that. Amen. Because I get a couple of little messages and a couple of little calls every night. It's just the largest prayer line. Somebody on this prayer line all over the world needed to to hear this on today. Amen. You needed to hear, amen, that whatever God has given you, charge into that. Amen. Set time aside. If I came on yesterday from my exercise, most of the time it's nobody here but me, and I like it that way. I like it when I can be by myself. I don't have to have a crowd with me every day. I get it every weekend, so that's enough for me. Because it don't take long, Chief can tell you, don't take long for Sunday to get here. Don't take long for Wednesday to get here. We hardly have any recreation. So let us laugh when we can. Amen, somebody. We hardly have any recreation. Amen. It's all in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's all a ministry. And you got to be ready and charged up. Like when we come on this line and we ask, anybody can pray, you ought to be charged up. You ought to be saying, I want to pray. Amen. Let me pray this morning. Not to pray to hurt people, but to build them up. Amen. That's your assignment. And your gift make room for you. And not only make room for you, but bring you before great men. I've met some of the greatest men and women of God in my walk of life through the late Apostle R.D. Hinton, now through his son. Amen. I've been a lot of places. Amen. Praise the Lord that I've up under evangelist Dorinda Clark Cole under them. I've met so many people. And God uses people in the background to help the leader to get to where they're supposed to be. You think they do that on their own? Amen. Praise the Lord. Every armor bearer ought to know what the pastor's supposed to have in their shepherd's bag. You don't have the oil, you're going to get mad with the armor bearer. You may fire them. Amen. They may have to come back, but you might say, amen, I remember. Apostle R.D. Ginton fired him right in the church. Say, you give me the keys back until you can get yourself together. I'll call you back. Amen. They'll cry babies in this day. You tell them that the day before the people, they ready to go to another church. My husband was hard. I'm telling you, he looked easy, but he was hard. And if they left without his permission, wherever they were, he would call that pastor and tell them they left without permission and you're going to get trouble. Thank you for getting my trouble. Amen. He would let them. See, people here want a big ministry, but be careful of that. Big ministry is going to cause you a lot of big prayers. Amen. God bless you all. Is there a prayer request on the line? I hope I have ministered to you all today. Amen. Out of my gut. Spirit. Amen. I minister today as a mother of Zion and as a woman in the cloth. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got so many ask me, how did you get there? Well, maybe you need to ask the Lord, how did I get here? I didn't choose this. Amen. But whatever God gives me, I want to be my very best in it. Amen. I'm not smoker in the things of God. Amen. You're always going to find something in my house. Open up the Bible, a book. Amen. Actually, I'm getting back to reading. Amen. And that's what you all need to get back to, reading good books that will sharpen you. Amen. Praise the Lord. How you learn scriptures? You can't be a leader if you don't know scriptures. That's why she said, give me a scripture. Well, if you read it, learn it. Amen. I had to learn the whole 91st song. I had to dissect it. Amen. And know it. Amen. I had to. You ought to, coming up, you know the 23rd song. But I'm a warfare person, and you got to have warfare scriptures. You got to give the word to the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you know what? He wants us sitting there among us. I remember Lucifer was kicked out of heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Judas was one of the 12 disciples. Amen. Judas know his brothers as disciples. He know, y'all, I can't go into all this history. He know them. It's just like, and don't mind if I say, it's just like some of us. We know some of the people that left off the prayer line. And we know their strategy. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we know what they are doing. Amen. So you can't make friends with an angry person. The Bible says in Proverbs, don't make friends with an angry person. You know why? They'll pull you right in there with them. They'll let you see all the bad stuff and not the good stuff. You think I'm not going to have first fruit erased off of my bio? I've spent 10 years with Chief, 11, going on 11 years with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a decade almost. Amen. And you think I'm going to let somebody come along and pull my credentials away from me? He'll be one that if I had to put down some people on my resume and I'm going somewhere, amen, in the spirit. What if I was called to the White House and they want to have 5 good references? You think that Chief Ambassador wouldn't give them a good word for me? Y'all don't hear me today. Now, what if I was Slofer? Say, well, she'd be on here sometime. I don't even know her number. You know, I think she lives in Illinois. I don't know. You can't give people, let me tell you, Chief, I got ex-members, amen, praise the Lord. When they want something, they'll call me and ask me, would you give me a reference? I say, what you wanted, good or bad, a fair, because you left me without saying a word to me. Why should I promote? Wherever you're going, you'll be the same way. If you left me, you'll leave them the same way. My name is my character. And some people want your name because you carry a big name. Look, I'm not going to give you, my husband would tell them, no, I'm not giving you a good reference. I'll write it now, but I'm going to tell them just what you were with me. Oh, y'all know. He was like that. You got to realize he was militant. He was a military policeman. So sometimes I used to tell him, I don't think you have no kind of feelings. He said, I do have feelings, but I'm a man. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, I can't just put down on anything for them to get a record and then they go and take their tithe to another church. No, I'm not going to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all don't hear me. It's good stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. I need to come down, but I minister from my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know, and Chief knows that I know some people, once they got their inheritance, amen, they bless everybody but first fruit. Amen. And he been praying for them, laboring with them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. It ain't fair. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ought to have a portion for someone. Amen. I don't ask for nobody's tithing, but an offering sometimes can be greater than tithing. Y'all don't understand that. Amen. You're only required to do 10% of your tithing. But this church that I went to, when they passed out the envelopes, I thought I would glean from that because of Chief Apostle R.D. Hinton say how he put his ministry together. As many churches as he went to, something about one church, he liked the way the ushers was. He went to another church, he liked the way the choir dressed. He went to another church, he liked the, you know, it's always something you like. You may not like everything, but it was something that got your attention. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so if the Lord, your tithing, I saw this envelope, they had on the envelope from $1 all the way to $5,000 and broke it down how much your tithing is supposed to be if that's what you got. Now, I know that, but there are some that sit among us that get all the, when you feed the people, they get everything too. But I had to talk to somebody in my ministry that is up under my umbrella that are parishioners, and you cannot be a leader in my ministry unless you tithe. Amen. Praise God. That's the word. Amen. I'm going to close out with prayer. I got 2 minutes. Anyone has a 911. I hope you all took it in. Amen. Well, this is all I know. This is all I know. Amen. It's good teaching. Amen. And somebody needs this. Amen. Somebody needs to know. If you're in a good ministry, you ought to be a partaker, especially, amen, with finances. Amen. Praise the Lord. A good number will bless the ministry. You ain't got to ask them. Amen. I have a couple of them. I don't have to ask them. They're going to make sure that I'm taken care of. Amen. They're going to make sure that I'm okay. They're going to make sure wherever I go, if it's not something that I'm doing personally, they're going to drive me. I ain't got to worry. I told them Sunday, I give you gas. Now, Bishop, you know we're not going to ask for gas money, but at least offer it. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. Anyone with a prayer request on today, word of encouragement. Amen. Let me ask you, go ahead, right ahead.
Yes, this is Dr. Taisha Stills from Faithfield, Georgia. Could you please pray for me? I have this pain that is just, whenever I get up in the morning, is a pain on my right side of my face. It goes down from my face to my neck. I use Bless All at nighttime, and it calms it down. But when I wake up in the morning, it just comes back, and it's really, really, like, pressure just all on my right side.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me share this with you. This is Ambassador Dr. Who?
Taisha Stills.
Taisha, God bless you, Dr. Stills. Amen. You're a young lady. Am I right or wrong? Amen. You're not
ma'am.
75. Am I right? I know by your voice and by your spirit, I never seen you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Try to check out the way that you lay at night. Amen. I don't know. Everybody have a certain side they like to lay on. Amen. And sometimes you may be stopping the blood flow of the flow the way it's supposed to be. Amen. I'm older now. My daughter done bought so much stuff for me to lay on that helps me. And if you're having that problem, we're going to pray for you, but always use wisdom. If it keeps on, amen, there's nothing wrong with going to the doctor. Amen. God put doctors here for us to, they are skilled to know some things, but you listen to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Chief Ambassador, isn't she one of your members?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Well, I don't feel mad to pray for her. You're her leader. Would you pray for her today, please?
Father, God of heaven, we send it. Thank you for what you've done for Dr. Taisha Stills already, God. You said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. I know you to be a healer because when I was much younger than God, I was born with asthma, couldn't breathe correctly, and you touched me and healed me of asthma. And God, it was in my lungs. I used my mouth to breathe, and you touched that area too. God, you can touch your face and bring that all right. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing of the Holy Ghost give it this woman. And let the anointing of the Holy Ghost. If God loves her, God has peace on this side, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give her healing in your body. You always let me forget to take time to put in time to that, Lord, to fight all sickness, fight disease. And I'm asking you, Lord, to fight this for her. No one is the angel said the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. You're able to touch it right now. You're able to heal it, Lord. I'm asking you to heal it and make it whole in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for being anointed of the Holy Ghost. Destroy all yokes. Destroy all yokes. God. Anointed right now. Let me see you change. I see the blood of Jesus over the precious woman. The blood of Jesus makes you whole. The blood of Jesus lifts you up. The blood of Jesus gives you joy. The blood of Jesus gives you peace throughout your body. In the name of Jesus. God, do this for her. And I ask you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, your precious blood, touch your body. God, lay it out and give her peace and give her a number of healing, butterfly. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory and we give you the praise. Thank you for doing this, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am in order. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of the hurting things to leaders is they minister to you, and I'm not throwing this to you, but I'm throwing it all over. Amen. They minister to you, and they see somebody else, and they come in and act like that pastor, they pastor ain't never prayed for them. I think that's an insult, Chief. Am I right or wrong? You looking at them,
yeah.
you just prayed for them.
Yeah.
We're not talking about you, Ambassador Steele. I know you were in order, but it was for me to give it back to the leader. Now, if he say go right ahead, I was in order. And we have to learn all of this. Am I right, Chief? Amen.
Yeah.
I bring an evangelist in my house for the week. And they're the ones that is in charge for the service. And the people came up for prayer, and I asked them for prayer. And if it's a member and my pastor, that pastor standing there, amen, it's my rights. I'm in his house, her house. Pastor, this your member? Do you want me to pray? I'm giving it to you. If they give me the permission to say yes, because I'm leaving here. And you can insult a leader in their own house if you don't have the right protocol. I came up on the rough side of the mountain. Amen. I didn't come up on this new stuff that you don't respect the leader. Amen. I came up on the rough side of the mountain. And that's only right. You've never been to my house, and you don't know where the bathroom is. I got to tell you where it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ain't going to say, no, but I asked you to come to do revival. I didn't ask you to come to fish for my sheep, and I've seen that happen. Amen. God bless you all. This is my prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Chief Ambassador, I want to iterate the prayer. I think it's this week is, if I'm not mistaken, amen, that this is it this week is our all-night shut-in?
Yes, it is. It's this week.
I feel that I heard, and that's a lot of labor, and I know because I used to be over our prayer. My husband and I was over, and we had to go to the church. Y'all got it easy. We had our all-night shut-in. We were over it. We were in there 24 hours. And we had to make sure every hour was covered. It started out nice, but as it went on, that's a lot of labor. People don't want to do it. I definitely want to encourage to be on that line. I learned a lot. I learned how to get up in the middle. I already knew, but I learned how to get up. Amen. I don't know what spot is available, but I do want to. I want to volunteer to take a spot on the 24-hour prayer. I don't want that to leave out of my, and I'm asking you all to join me. This is our ministry, and we should be the first partakers of the fruit of the vine. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I have not been on it because Wednesdays is always my night of service, and when I finish, I'm tired, but God will give me renewed strength. During the days when I was doing it, my husband was living, so I had, amen, I had backup with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. But now I'm solo. And God said, hey, don't let that slip out of your anointing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't let it slip. That every last one of us that have an honorary doctorate degree, you ought to be the first partakers to be on this 24 this all night shut in. You ought to be it. Amen. I think Ambassador Dr. Fireson is getting, she don't say it, but that's a lot of labor. Amen. Praise the Lord. Run behind people to do something for the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Put me there. Wherever you put me, I'll wake up and do it. Put me there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wherever I am. Amen. And so I put it in your hands, Chief. I pray that I've said something today that God is pleased with. Amen. While I was saying that, my lights went out, but it was not my courage. Amen. I believe that was a sign from God saying, you right on it. You should have ministered that the whole day. Amen. The light over my table went out. Amen. And I heard the Lord say that's where you should have been at, because people will gravitate to seasoned people. Am I right or wrong? Mother said it, and so it's true. Amen. And every last one of you, you should look up, Chief. You should look over that list to see who's all on there that is a part of your platform. And you have the right to ask them, why you not on this prayer line? Why you not on the first? Why you not taking a part? Why you not taking a part? I do my people like that. Why you not on here? Amen. You're part of my presbytery. Amen.
Yeah.
And why you not on here? And don't think you so big that you can't pray on the all night shut in. You still a peon. Amen. I'm the leader and you the sheep. Amen. I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
Amen. And sometimes when you're too easy, they going to cry, but they going to come right back. Man, the first 20 years of my ministry, I cried a lot. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it made me strong. Amen. They say the women are the weaker vessels. That don't mean that we weak in the Lord, but we weak as far as our spirit. We're fragile. But crying didn't do nothing to my leader. Amen. Praise the Lord. What are you crying? Didn't do nothing. Amen. Crying got me stronger. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to help promote that. Ambassador Dr. Cobb has been sick, and we don't want to put a lot of pressure on her, but amen. I really want to help more than what I've been doing. I don't just want, I'm a worker in the vineyard. I'm a workaholic. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know what my spirit is. And I do believe that I have a spirit that I can help move and shake people. Amen. They always put me in the area where I'm the Barney Fife. You know what that means? Amen. Because not only do I move them, I have a spirit of love with it. It's a difference between doing it out of hate, but I do it with love. Amen. And I want to help Ambassador Price to do that. The chief shouldn't even have to worry about that. And every last one of us should be a partaker. That I used to have to do an hour. Now it's only 15 minutes. It was a whole hour. Amen. And sometimes I double back. I did it the first part, and then I'll come back later. We have enough to spread over this table, amen, that we should be able to do this without having Ambassador Fireson and whoever's working with her and our chief worried about the all-night shut-in. That's a big part of this ministry. Back in your hands, Chief, I pray that the Lord has blessed you all on today. Amen.
Wonderful.
That is my call, and that's what I'm doing. I want to work side by side with Chief Ambassador. God bless you all. It's my prayer.
God bless you, Mother. Wonderful. Thank you so much. You have helped us a great deal this morning. Amen. And while we're on it, let's hear from Dr. Fryerson. Are you there, Dr. Benita Fryerson?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, share with us about the whole nation.
Good morning. Praise God, from whom our blessings flow.
Go ahead, Dr. Fryerson. I think she's having a little problem. While she's getting on that, the all-night shedding is this Wednesday night. This Wednesday night. Starting at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Central Standard Time. 9 o'clock. You'll join us. And we just try to stand with the Lord. And lift him up and give him glory and give him honor. If you don't have time, yes, are you there?
Yes, I'm driving right now, but I sent a copy of the schedule.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
I said I can drive and talk. Amen. Come on. Just open your mouth and tell us when it is, what. Put any type of emphasis on it. We appreciate it. right. God bless you. As I was saying, it's Wednesday night at 9 p.m. And we look forward to being there this Wednesday and giving God the glory and all the honor. God looks forward to this. I know he does because he spoke to my spirit and showed me that this is something that he treasures. Yeah, when people would spend all night with him, telling him, Lord, we love you, Lord, we praise you. Pleading the blood of Jesus and saying, Lord, we believe in you. It means a lot to him. Amen. And when you bless the Lord like that, the Lord will remember you. Don't do what you want. He will remember you. And he will bless you. You in a great way. Mm-hmm. Don't forget this Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And thank God for the schedule already. But those who would like to get in contact with her, I believe I remember that number. It's area code 616. And the number is 531-4940. 616-531-4940. All right, call her and get you in time to be a part of the all-night shut-in. Thank God for you. This is fair, and we just thank God for you. This has been a wonderful day. You always help. It's always been something that works. I help the people to get in order, and we appreciate it very, very much. If you want to bless her financially, this can only be right. Amen. Any of you have had people, guest speakers come to your church and be